Lou Reed has a good line he's frequently repeated when asked about the group that brought him fame. He says that the Velvet Underground never sold many albums, but that every person who bought one started a rock band. It's a one-liner that encapsulates a profound pop truth. Lou Reed either wrote or co-wrote a lot of the Velvet Underground's best songs, and his jaded yet poetic sensibility gave the music a cynical edge that rarely gave way to cheap despair. On his own, as a solo artist, Reed's career has been much more erratic but scarcely less intriguing. So when a fellow as intelligent and important to rock history as Lou Reed says that he's just released his best album ever, you would do well to pay close attention to it. And if, after listening to it, you decide that the album is woefully uneven, sometimes wonderful and sometimes an embarrassment, you'd better figure out why.
There's blacks with knives and whites with clubs, fighting at Hell Beach. There's no such thing as human rights when you walk the New York streets. A cop was shot in the head by a 10-year-old kid named Boot in Central Park last week. The fathers and daughters lined up by the coffins by the statue of bigotry. Hey, you better hold on. Something happening here. You better hold on. Well, I'll meet you at Tompkins Square. The dopey sent a message to the cops last week and they shot him in the car where he sat. And Eleanor Bumpus and Michael Stewart must have appreciated that. There's a rampaging rage rising up like a plague of bloody vials washing up on the beach. It'll take more than the angels or I and Mike Tyson to heal this bloody bridge. Hey, hey, you better hold on.
This new album, called New York, is a series of rock and roll weather reports, bulletins from a Lower East Side rocker in his 40s with the talent and nerve to think that his complaints about his old neighborhood can be made into good music. But the song I just played, called Hold On, is a strong argument against that proposition. It's a self-righteous drag, full of topical references to things like the Tompkins Square Park riot and the police murder of a black woman named Eleanor Bumpers that aren't going to mean much to people outside of New York, and which don't have enough artistic power to transcend their use as political metaphors. This is an album by a man made angry by what he reads in the papers, and as such, it's a much more idealistic, even naive record than this self-styled tough guy has ever recorded.
We who have so much, to you who have so little, to you who don't have anything at all. We who have so much, more than any one man does need, and you who don't have anything at all.
That Straw Man, which features some good guitar playing by Mike Rathke and Reed himself, as well as a slightly more potent, generalized lyric. It's easy to hear why Lou Reed thinks this is his best album. It's obviously his most sincere and earnest effort, but artists can't be trusted to know their own best work, and New York contains a few real howlers, like this one.
They say he didn't have an enemy. His was a greatness to behold. He was the last surviving progeny, the last one on this side of the world. He measured a half mile from tip to tail, silver and black, the powerful fins. They say he could split a mountain in two. That's how he got the Grand Canyon. Last great American whale. Last great American whale.
I've listened to that song a half dozen times and I still start to snicker when he gets to that chorus. I still can't believe that Lou Reed is now writing sappy hymns to the whales in all apparent sincerity. Very quickly, let me erase the memory of that tripe from your mind by playing a bit of an excellent song on this album, one in which his social conscience coincides with solid musical instincts. It's called There Is No Time.
This is no time to swallow anger. This is no time to ignore hate. This is no time to be acting frivolous, because the time is getting late. This is no time for private vendettas. This is no time to not know who you are. Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are. This is no time to ignore warnings. This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry after the fact, and let the past become our fate. There is no time. There is no time.
There, that was better, wasn't it? The most fascinating thing about this new album is that Reed can make terrific, ferocious music like that, and then follow it up with a song like Good Evening, Mr. Waldheim, a truly bizarre effort that equates Kurt Waldheim with the Pope and Jesse Jackson, all of whom Lou Reed finds guilty of the same crimes against humanity. None of the crimes are really spelled out, but he keeps repeating, "There's no common ground enough for me and you." Here and elsewhere, Reed ends up sounding less like a passionate poet than a neoconservative crank. This is the sort of prolix, almost baffling album that makes me wish that the critic who understood Lou Reed best, the late Lester Bangs, was still around to make full sense of it. Maybe like Elvis, Lester could come back from the grave and write a review.